This is your Northwest Report for Monday, March 20th. I'm David Sparks. This is National Agriculture Week, and just to give you some notion about the importance of agriculture to the Northwest's economy, listen to Oregon Department of Agriculture Director Alexis Taylor.
And actually, Oregon State University concluded that all ag-related activities added $29 billion of economic activity to this state. That's a kind of astounding number. Just the ag products itself is bringing in $5 billion. We've got about 35,000 farms across the state. 98% of them are family operations. Big or small, it doesn't matter what you're growing, how you're growing it. It's family members who are banding together and creating a business.
And I can assure you that those staggering types of numbers are no different for Washington State or Idaho. Elsewhere, and according to AgriPulse.com, the White House rolled out the first budget outline of the Trump administration, and it had deep cuts to food and ag programs. Among other things, discretionary spending would be cut by 21%. Roger Johnson is the president of the National Farmers Union.
President Trump's budget blueprint calls for a $4.7 billion cut to USDA, which equates to a 21% drop for programs that serve rural and farming communities across the country. This huge cut to discretionary spending will put rural development, food safety, conservation, and research programs on the chopping block.
That's your Northwest Report. David Sparks.